W0NRW with a weather update. The National Weather Service in Omaha issued a severe thunderstorm warning for most of Dodge County until 4 p.m. Severe thunderstorms are located along the line from Pender to near West Point to near Howells, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour. There's a very dangerous storms. Expect 80 mile per hour wind gusts and baseball sized hail. Some of that has already been reported. They're also in a tornado watch, and the Severe Storms Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma has also placed us in a high risk area for severe thunderstorms. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4 p.m. for most of Dodge County. The very southeastern part, Sioux Falls, or not Sioux Falls, Fremont, is not in it as yet, but this storm will come very close to us, hopefully past just to the north. This W0NRW.
Acknowledge K0VLA.
Okay, I might add, if you got anything you don't want hailed on, and you can get it inside, that would do that. That large hail is indicated along that whole line. It's W0NRW.
N0LGU monitoring.
Did you hear my announcement a few minutes ago, Dave? It's W0NRW.
Yeah, I did. I heard it. I probably didn't get all the dimensions.
Well, large hail and 70 to 80 mile per hour winds have been reported.
Yeah, where was it?
It's just moving through West Point right now, but hail has been indicated just east of North Fork and along that route from North Fork on down to West Point.
Okie doke. Hello. Keep an eye out. There was one on TV here earlier, a warning, and Dead Timber State Park was included in it. That's just north of Scribner there.
Yeah, Dodge County, most of Dodge County is in it, except the extreme southeast corner.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Well, we'll keep an eye out. N0LGU.
W0NRW.
Oh, Dave, did they give any time on that?
The warning's in effect until 4 p.m.
Okay, well, thank you.
Looks like we may luck out. It may go just north of Fremont, but everything north on up towards Sioux City is definitely in the path.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the info, Dave.
N0LGU, N5RG.
N0LGU.
Hi, Dave. I just came out of Walmart and heard tornado sirens running. What's all that about?
There's a severe thunderstorm warning for Dodge County, or just north of us at any rate. And I don't know what the time of it was on. It's a severe thunderstorm warning up there, high winds.
Okay. Well, we were getting baseball-sized hail reports there around the Norfolk area about 40 minutes or so ago, so that's kind of drifting down this way. Maybe that's part of that. Okay, thanks. I just got home. N0LGO, N5RG Mobile.
Okay, okay. Nice talking to you again. N0LGO.
W0NRW. National Weather Service has just updated the warning, and it now runs until 4:30 for Western Harrison County in Iowa, Burt County in Nebraska, Washington County in Nebraska, Northern Douglas County in Nebraska, in central Dodge County and east central Nebraska until 4:30. Severe thunderstorms located along a line from near Craig to near Hooper, 8 miles northwest of Fremont, moving southeast at 55 miles per hour. 80 mile per hour wind gusts and baseball sized hail are indicated. This is W0NRW. This is W0NRW. The leading edge of the thunderstorms is from just north of Fremont to Takema up to just west of Ottawa. From just north of Fremont to Takema to just west of Ottawa, Iowa, moving southeast about 55 miles per hour. Large hail, very strong winds indicated.
W0NRW, N0LGU.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just stepped outside, and boy, is it black to the north.
Yeah, Yuling had an estimated wind speed of 70 miles per hour at about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess we're in for it. Hopefully we won't get that much, but we'll see.
Yeah, I'm trying to read these damage reports as they come in. I guess that's the biggest one. Stubby 0NRW.
0LGU.
Yuling had tennis ball size hail, Dave. Stubby 0NRW.
Wow. They could sure get along without that. LGU.
We still may luck out. It looks like it's just going to go just on the north edge of Fremont.
Well, that's what it sounded like to me when they said it's from 8 miles northwest of Fremont, so I was hoping maybe it would go by to the north.
I'd rather live on the south side like I do than on the north side.
Yeah, okay. They're further south than you.
Right.
Certain N5RIG on here a few minutes ago. I wonder if she heard that. Any of that information?
Okay, was she headed home?
I don't know where she was going, but she was curious about the weather.
Contact.
Go ahead.
KU0PGV near Nickerson. I've got baseball size hail right now. KU0PGV.
Just north of Nickerson?
Don't go out there and play catch.
Put your hard hat on, KC0, your mic.
It's coming down pretty good here. I go out and check the size, but between the golf and baseball landing pretty hard here. Might lose the window.
Okay, well, be careful. It's your LGU. UMY, did you have some info?
And that'll be standing by, KD0PGV.
Are you at the cabin north of Nickerson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. W0NRW.
KD0PGV.
How far northeast of Nickerson are you?
Probably about 3 miles. The radar possible vortex signature. Tornado hit us out.
Okay, I'm putting this in 3 miles north, northeast rather.
Firm, KZOPGV.
C0UMY, here in Englewood. We got some bad clouds rolling over us here. I'm going to head for cover on this part.
KZOPGV.
Airport West, W0NRW.
W0NRW, KD0PGV also.
Dave, I think West has some additional information.
Go ahead, West.
If you can hear me, about 5 miles south of Craig said he lost the road.
Okay, give that to me again, and I'll try to listen to you on the reverse. Okay, West. Roof torn off the house, 5 south of Craig.
T0 UMY, we got cloud rotation south of Fremont here in Inglewood. Okay, T0 UMY, monitoring.
I just took a quick look outside. Scud clouds are going by pretty fast, moving southeast. No rain here at my location yet by Bergen. It looks like the main part of this is going on by us. Leading edges now from Arlington up towards Herman and Mondamon, Iowa. It's W0NRW.
I just get a little sprinkle here at my place, Dave. I notice they just mentioned Wes's report on TV and said there's some activity out toward Walmart, but looks like that's about where the south edge of that storm is.
Yeah, still really strong indications of hail, but right around Nickerson and over around Blair would be the leading edge of that, so I'm sure there's a lot of hail coming down, as written us the reports that we had. It's W0NRW.
Good old thanks, M0G.
I've got quarter size again coming heavy at this location, K0PGP.
Okay, come again, Wes. You were breaking up. I'll listen to the input. Southeast pretty fast.
Yep, they pretty well went by, and now the ones that are left are going northeast.
Yeah, we lucked out. Looks like Fort Calhoun, Missouri Valley, over in that area, they're going to catch it next.
Yep, reckon you're right. Yep, pays to buy a house where the Weather Bureau chief is. Hi, K0SW.
Out of Dodge County, there's still some wind and things here, but other than that, hopefully it's over with. Gerald, you.
Yep, think we lucked out again. K0SW.
Well, if I owned a car dealership in Blair, Missouri Valley, I think I'd find a new line of work. W0NRW.
If you can get some insurance real quick.
How many cars and trucks does Woodhouse have sitting on the hills over in Blair? K0VLA.
Yeah, it's quite a few, and they've been hit a number of times, too, so it looks like it went right over them here looking at the radar loop, and it's headed right for Missouri Valley, too.
Well, that hook echo that I got on radar scope as that storm approached Fremont was scary.
Well, I didn't see that. I know they blew the sirens twice, but I think that was more for the threat of wind than anything.
Well, the wind here wasn't that bad. Gust front came through and it blew, but there was no damage anywhere.
Yeah, I think we're lucky. We're just north of us. You know, south another 5 miles, we'd have got it hard.
Yeah, we had to shuffle things around in the garage real quick to get Sandy's car in. She did not want to get any damage.
Well, like a lot of people, you know, I got a $25,000 vehicle sits in the driveway, and then the garage is full of a bunch of stuff that's worth a total of $2.50.
There goes the National Weather or Radio, K0VLA.
Okay. It's interesting. You got storms down here southeast of Omaha. They're moving northeast. And you got this line of boat thunderstorms just moving southeast and then back behind up here. Clear back out west. They're all moving northeast. So pretty chaotic. W0NRW.
That warm front must be in between there somewhere.
It's east, picking up speed. K0SW.
Oh, you two guys doubled. What'd you say, Larry?
Yeah, it said the scud clouds are picking up speed going northeast.
Yeah. I don't see anything. You gotta go back out here quite a ways, out by old Neely, out in through that way area to find anything behind us that amounts to anything.
Well, I haven't heard from us lately. I wonder if he had any damage.
K0PGV.
Any damage up there, Wes?
Hold it, Jeff, to make sure everything's all right. Not going through KD0PGV.
Oh, I doubled with you, sorry. Any damage?
Oh, I got some dents in the car from the big hail, but other than that, I'm okay. I'm just trying to get a hold of Jeff. He said that he believed his roof was ripped off there in the basement and water was pouring through, but I haven't been able to get through to his phone.
Well, I don't envy him that problem.
M0LGU said that this storm here over Burlington appears to be moving southeast and then moving northeast down to Omaha. Apparently that front must be in between there somewhere, that warm front.
softball and larger size hail, K0RBH.
What time was that, Chuck?
About 10 after.
Okay, golf ball size hail. Lost all your northwest side of the windows?
Yeah, six of them.
Okay, you're right there in Humper?
Yeah, right on top of the hill.
Okay, and you think it occurred about 4:10?
Yeah, I guess. I was really looking at the clock at the time, but it's probably been at least 15 minutes ago.
Okay. I'll look at the radar loop here. Maybe I can come up with a better time. Know what you mean about not looking at the clock. There's other things to look at. Thanks for the report. W0RW.
Okay, yeah, I'm still looking at the hail. It's still plenty deep and large enough, and a lot of it was completely clear. Instead of just white stuff, it was completely clear with little white puffs in the middle. So, you know, that stuff was hard.
You bet. I'm going to send this in. W0RW.
Okay, see, is there RBH in West? Do you hear anything from Jeff? Let me know. If I'm not on this one, I'll be on 4-3.
Will do. KD0PGV. I'm still trying to call.
All right, KD0RBH.
KD0PGV, KD0ZQA. Nathan, did you hear anything from Jeff?
The wife's been texting with Andrea. They were in the basement, and supposedly the garage is gone.
Well, that's not good. It's an attached garage. So, yeah, just keep me up to date if you hear from them. I want to make sure they're all right. KD0PGV.
Yeah, will do. I know Andrea's at work there, and she's been texting my half left and right here, trying to get more information, but we'll let you know. KD0ZQA.
Zero PGV monitoring.
Zero LG, I hear the sirens going again here in Fremont.
In Fremont?
Well, I hear sirens anyway. I don't know where they're at, but down my part of town anyway.
Okay, now could be fire or police.
This is storm siren.
KD0PGV, KD0ZQA. KD0PGV. I just got off the phone with him. Well, here he's calling me back. Let me holler back at you, KD0ZQA. I'll be here. KD0PGV. KD0PGV, KD0ZQA. KD0PGV.
He just kind of crawled out of the storm cellar there. Their entire roof is gone. Trying to figure out, I need to run to town and get some diesel in the truck and get up there and get him and Krista somehow. Garage is gone. He can't get the Trailblazer out. It's packed in a bunch of stuff. They've got, he said, no roof. They had water pouring in on them in the storm cellar.
Now, I'm going to check out the phone tower here because I've got nothing for any type of phone. Does it look like this band of storms is over? Do you think you can head up there safely? If so, I'd tag along if needed.
I mean, it looks like there's a little more coming through Hooper. I don't know, but, you know, I'd rather get out there and get them because they're sitting out there with, I mean, they got the storm cellar, but they got nothing else for sure.
Well, if you head up there, you need me to tag along. I'm able. Just let me know. I'll be on the radio. KD0PGV.
All right, well, I don't have a mobile. Once I jump in the truck, I wouldn't be able to get a hold of you, let you know I was at the gate.
you there in Nickerson. I got to fill up with gas anyway. We could just either take your vehicle or mine.
If I could get another good radar shot and see if we got a window to get up there and back. They're so focused on Omaha right now because it's going through there. They're not really showing the rest of us. KD0ZQA.
W0RW.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, there's a thunderstorm just north of Hupper, but these now are moving east-northeast. And Craig has probably got light rain again right now, and that's going to move over them, but there's no warning on that. And there's it looks like an ordinary thunderstorm for the time being. Of course, then there's other stuff way back here farther west that will eventually get there later this evening.
Okay, thanks, Dave. What do you think, Nathan? You want to head up there? Whichever way you want to work it, I could just head out right now and at least get him here.
Yeah, either way, I've got to run into Fremont there and get diesel in the truck. I'm on walk, and then I'd have to head that way.
Yeah, well, I'll go ahead and just head up there. I got room in the car here, and I just got to fuel up in Nickerson. I'll just buzz up there and get him, at least bring him here, and then we can kind of figure things out from there. How's that sound?
Okay. Yeah, I'll get mobile. I know Ann's here in town working, and I'll meet you. I know his phone does work, so once you get out and getting some service, you can call him, and then we'll be able to use the phones and get in contact and meet up somewhere, and then I'll bring him down here, and she can pick him up here, and we'll figure out what to do then.
Sounds like a plan. Well, if you do get a hold of him, just let him know I'm on my way up there, since my phone probably won't work until I get to a different tower here, so I'm going to go ahead and be mobile. I got my radio on in the car, too, so I might be able to get a hold of you on this machine. KD0PGB.
Okay, KD0ZQA.
KD0PGB, WB0IN.
Go ahead, KD0PGB.
Yeah, where was the damage in Nickerson? Is that what you was talking about? This is Lyman up in Hooper.
Well, I'm in Noah. It was up at Craig's, Jeff's place up by Craig. Had some damage to the house there. Sounds like you need to find a little safer place to go. Especially if there's more storms coming.
Up at Jeff's place. Okay. Yeah, it must have been worse up north here. We got some awful bad hail. I imagine I got quite a bit of roof damage.
Yeah, but it sounds like they're all right, and I'm just going to buzz up there and at least bring them back here. So that's what's going on, KD0PGB.
Thanks for the information, Wes. WB0IN.
Wes, that thunderstorm is zipping right along. Are you going to go over to 77 and go north?
Yeah, that was the plan. I don't think using any county roads is going to be worth it in my car, especially the amount of rain we got.
Yeah, the heaviest part is by the time you get over 77, it'll be on well to the east of there. So it'll. And it looks like Craig's going to miss the worst of that anyway. It's not a warned-on thunderstorm anyway.
Okay, appreciate the info and. I'll have my radio on. I'm not sure if I'll be able to get in all the way up north when I get there, but we'll give her a shot. But I'll be mobile, KD0PGB.
W0NRW.
KD0PGB, KD0ZQA.
What?
Hey, he said go to 5-2 when you get out that way. He's got his little handy-talkie with him. I don't think he's going to be able to get in the repeater.
I think it took out the repeater up there because I'm getting nothing anymore. So, yeah, I'll go to 5-2 when I'm up there. I'll probably monitor this on the side. Thanks for the info, KD0PGB.
Okay, I'm on the phone with him now. Yeah, he said go to 5-2. He's got a handy-talkie. We'll get on the road ourselves.
W0NRW. you. KD0PGV.
W0RW.
Dave, Jeff asked me if he thought it was okay to come out and check out his house, make sure he'd come out of the basement. I don't have a radar. Does it look like he'd be all right to do that?
Yeah, let me check here. Yeah, he's just on the north edge of the batch of thunderstorms that are going east. There's another group now that's running from, upper northwest to up into the Howells Dodge area, and that's all moving northeast, so that's going to get up there eventually, but that's probably going to be at least a half hour before that happens.
Okay, I'll let him know. Yeah, he just wanted to know if it was safe to come out of the basement. I wasn't going to give him the okay until I heard from someone that saw the radar, so appreciate it. KD0PGV.
Yeah, he's got a reprieve here for a little bit. Stubby's are on RW.
There's another cell over North Bend moving northeast at this time, so might keep that in mind, N0LGU.
Yeah, they just put another severe thunderstorm warning out. The line is from just northeast of Schuyler and goes through North Bend on back down, kind of curves around to the southeast there toward Prigg. And that's all moving northeast, so most of Dodge County is in another severe thunderstorm warning. We're here in Fremont, we're not included. Not included. W01RW.
KD0PGV, KD0ZQA. Go ahead, KD0PGV.
I just got off the phone with Ann there. She can't even make it to the house. She had to get off the highway. There's power poles all across the highway. The country roads are flooded and washed out. She's having a real tough time. There's a bunch of deep craters in the roads and whatnot.
Yeah, I decided to take the back way. I'm up by the Winslow site tower, and we've got power lines down. We've got overturned pivots, but so far I've been able to make it. I'm probably about 4 miles from this place now on County Road 5.
Okay, she said she was really close to the house, but she wasn't sure if she was going to be able to get all the way there, and then I lost her on the phone, and maybe she'll try to call me back here. I'll update her on how close you are.
Just tell her I'm right next to the tower site here, headed north. I should be there just a little bit.
Okay, will do. KD0ZQA.
Yeah, that's W0RW. Keep in mind there's a small thunderstorm developed again there, upper moving northeast toward Craig. And then there's this larger one that's been warned on down around North Bend, and that's moving also northeast. It'll be to Craig in probably 45 minutes. That one's got heavy rain and probably strong winds, hail. Okay, this W0RW, that storm around North Bend, North Bluff is strong, strong indications of hail now. It's moving right towards Hooper. This W0RW.
LGU, got some heavy rain coming down here right now at my place.
I'll be away from the radio for a second here, Dave, or a minute. I'm going to run upstairs quick. Step is 0RW.
0LGU.
Zero LGU, WB0IN. Yeah, you got back, huh, Dave?
Yeah, we made it back ahead of this.
Get much storm down in Fremont?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say we had an awful lot here. I think it all pretty much to the north of us. Just that storm just kind of slipped by on the north edge of Fremont. It's, like I say, it's raining pretty heavy here right now.
Yeah, okay. We had an awful lot, quite a lot of hail here. Pretty rough sounding on the roof bouncing off. I'd say probably ping pong or greater, quite a bit. At least there was no wind come straight down.
As far as I know, we didn't have any hail here, but may have been some other parts of town, but I didn't see any on this part.
Okay, so I'll get off here in case somebody needs it. I guess Jeff had problems up there, PGU. I think Wes is up there, going to get him.
That's what I heard. Well, good luck to him, and Gerald, you.
You bet. We'll see you, Dave. WB0IM.
Lyman, did you hear me say there's another storm headed right towards you, and hail is indicated?
No, I did not. Okay. Where is it at?
Just on the north side of North Bend, Morse Bluff. Moving northeast right towards you.
Oh, boy. That's all we need. Okay, thank you.
It's W0NRW. WB0IEN from W0NRW. One inch diameter hail has been reported at North Bend and also in the Morse Bluff area. This is W0NRW.
WLG, I think I'm hearing some thunder here. Is there anything just to the west of us here or northwest?
Yeah, I think it's close enough we'd be hearing thunder. There's one, it's developed back to the southeast now, so it's over Cedar Bluffs.
Yeah, okay. Well, like I said, I just thought I was hearing thunder.
You see the TV pictures of the Blair, the cars with all the glass gone?
No, I hadn't. I'm just watching Channel 6 here right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure which channel it was, but man, there's a lot of cars in Blair.
They said mentioned something on TV about some car going through the head up, all the windows out but one.
There, I just heard thunder too. Look, there's more thunderstorms, the whole northwest of Columbus going straight north. That's all moving northeast, and then back behind that. Oh, wow. There's some big stuff out there. More yet to come.
Yep. Well, I guess that's all we got to watch on TV tonight. It's the weather. Talk to you later. N0LG.
W0NRW. Well, thunderstorms continue to develop from the northwest to the southeast. Probably north of that warm front. They're moving northeast towards you. So there's a batch down here from Norfolk through Fremont down into Omaha, and they're moving northeast. So it's going to be a continued thunderstorms along that route when you're coming back. Right now, there's a warning down here, but I think that's weakened a little bit. But they're going to continue to develop and move northeast.
W0NRW, K0VLA, we're getting a half-inch size hail here.
What size, Mel?
1/2 inch.
Okay, thank you.
Zero LGU, I'm just going to call. We're getting some hail here, but it's a lot smaller than that. It's probably less than 1/4 inch.
Thank you. Stubby's are on our W.
Be there on DYY.
Go ahead, Jim.
We just have a little activity around Craig and Morse Bluffs, and just thought I'd let you know. We are just starting the net on 145.310, but very few people there, so we'll get back with you at times.
Okay, what'd you have, Jim? Did you have some hail?
Thing worth reporting.
Okay. Look like you're right on the south edge of it now. It's moving northeast of you.
Okay, thanks.
N0LGU monitoring.
Busy night there, Dave. KB0DYY.
Say again, Jim.
Had a busy night going there.
Yeah, sure is. I wish you'd quit.
Sounds like maybe the tornado parts will disappear, but the rain is not going to quit, I don't believe. Last I heard from the Columbus area, it sounds like a lot of rain coming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's moving east. It's just east of, just west of Columbus, the line there, so eventually sometime tonight it'll quit, I guess. I don't know how much we've had here, but between Bennington and Arlington, they had over 2.45.
Have you heard that they had extended the tornado warning until 1 a.m.?
Hadn't heard that, no.
Came from the Ashland repeater when they had a call, the Weather Bureau.
Well, okay, I don't see anything on TV here. They got some warnings out, or alarm alerts out by Columbus in that area, but I didn't see anything around this area.
We just had that warning a short time ago from the sheriff's office here in Saunders County, too, so I think it's valid.
Well, doggone it. Not going to get any sleep tonight.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll catch you later. Have a good night if you can. KB0DYY.
Okay. See you later. N0LGU.
K80PGP is K80ESC. N0PGP. Calling me earlier, I was up with the fire department on Stormwatch in Saunders County, so I tried to get in on the handheld, but I wasn't making it.
That's cool. I'm over at CQA's place right now with DGU. Got them back here. I'm waiting for the break of the storm, and I got to run back up to the cabin to get my uniform. So I'm assuming I'll probably be headed to work early tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, we're headed out there now just to check everything out at the cabin quick. Looks like Jeffrey's got pretty well totaled out, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately it didn't look real good, but they're safe and sound, and they got him into town, so that's what counts. But if you guys are going to be out there, I'll probably catch you. I saw there's going to be a break here shortly when the storm moves. I'm going to try to run out there. If it gets too bad, I'll turn around. I'm not going to risk it.
All right, yeah, I'm going to try to get my radio hooked up out of the cabin, so if you're on your way out or something, give me a holler if you need to know how it is. Sounds good.
Sounds good. We had a baseball-sized hail out of the cabin, so my car somehow managed to escape without too much damage.
We have any tree damage or anything out there?
Oh, could when I had a break in the storm to go up to Jeff's place, but I didn't really get a look at anything. But for the most part, I didn't see a whole lot of damage. Yeah, they when I first got off work today, they sounded the sirens there in Englewood about four times in 1 hour. But we headed up to Cedar, went out and watched probably west of Cedar a few miles, and pretty crazy cloud movement, but no major rotation or anything to report. But I was going to tell you, I was getting a repeater almost full quieting on my HT up there outside of Cedar, but I just couldn't make it in, of course. Yeah, surprisingly, it's holding up and working good today. The 3-4 machine and the 265 machine are down, probably because the power lines were all down on the way up there. There were busted lines all the way up that area. Sorry, I didn't get that. I had to cut out there. I had some traffic on the fire radio I was listening to. I said the Winslow machine and the 265 machine are down. I think power's out up there. There was lines down all over. Keep an eye out when you come in through Nickerson. I know there's some branches down. And there might be some lines down, too. Gotcha. I heard there's a big storm coming in on Saunders County from the side there that was building up. Just hearing dispatch was saying for most of their guys that are still out there watching to come back in. So it must be really getting bad. Yeah, I was watching the radar. I told Eric to keep an eye out because it was getting bad up by David City, and to listen in on 3-1 there for the spotting. And he said that right when I texted him that the power went out, so they're out of power up there. Oh, wow. All right, well, I'm going to let you go here. It's getting pretty heavy rain on the way out to the cabin. But give me a shout on your way out and see how the weather is. Sounds good. KD0PGV, I'll be monitoring. KD0ESC, I'll be monitoring. KD0PGV, KD0ESC.
Well, how are things up north?
I just got out here a little bit ago. They're not bad. There's one branch in the road a little ways up from the gate you gotta drive around. But this road is turning to slushy. I am actually in four-wheel drive with my truck right now. I've been sinking in flight, so you're going to take it easy coming in.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I got called into work, so I got to get there and suit up. So hopefully I'll be in and out.
All right, sounds good. Well, have a good night tonight. Hopefully it doesn't get too crazy.
Sounds good. Well, you'll be seeing me here in just a little bit here. I'm on the highway, so see you in a bit. KD0PGV.
Sounds good. KD0PGV. KD0EF.
KD0PGU. KD0EFC.
Stop going, Jeff. KD0EFC.
Do you have any trailers I can borrow?
What kind of trailers?
Well, something we could tow behind a pickup. I don't think it has to be enclosed, but enclosed would be fine too, anything at this point.
Well, I got my black tilt trailer you can definitely use. It's out here at my cabin. Sure you can stop out anytime and pick it up. It's probably 6 foot by 8 foot, but you're more welcome to use that for moving stuff.
Well, that's fine. The way things look, the more the merrier. Nathan's got one here I can borrow too, so. Yeah, we're going to wait till tomorrow, but it's pretty much toast. Everything's gone. Me and the daughter rode it out in the basement, and it was quite a ride.
Now, are they claiming that inline winds, or are they claiming that an actual tornado?
Well, I don't know. The way it sounded when I was in the basement, it sounded like it was a tornado. But I don't think it was touched down.
Yeah, I seen a picture there that Wes sent me. It looks pretty bad. Yeah, trailer, I'm sure Wes will be out here tomorrow. He can let you in. It's just down at my place, parked in the front yard.
Okay, thanks. I just wanted to say that everybody's all right. And, you know, two people were home, me and the daughter, and like I said, we got down in the can cellar, and it, I thought for a second we were goners there, but it wasn't a good deal, but we're still here. That's the main thing, but yeah, now we got a lot of cleanup to do, it looks like, so I appreciate it. That way you know where your trailer went if it's gone, but okay, we'll talk to you later, Jared. Kitty's open to you.
Yep, sounds good. Well, you guys take care. Hopefully you get everything squared away. Let me know if we can be of any help aside from that. So I'll catch you later. K0EFC monitoring.
I will. I'll probably use all the help I can get. Get all that stuff out of there. It's a mess up there. But okay, we'll talk to you later. K0PG.
Sounds good. 73. K0EFC.
B0PGU, WB0IN.
KD0PGU, go ahead, Lyman.
I heard you had some bad trouble up there, Jeff. Is that right?
Yeah, we're all right. Me and my daughter are home when it happened, but I think everything else is gone, so... But we're all right. Yeah, it was a close call. It was a bad deal.
Sorry to hear that, Jeff. I'm glad you're okay. And have you heard from Chuck lately? I've been trying to get a hold of him. I can't get a hold of a 4-3 machine. Is it down or something?
Yeah, I've been trying to for a while because Wes PGV told me that he was hauling for me, wanted to know how I was and stuff. But that was a little bit earlier. Yeah, I can't get into 4-3 either. I'm in Fremont now. We're all safe. But it's quite a mess, you know. It was quite a deal. So, but we're here, and we're all safe. So we can clean everything else up and buy new radios, I guess.
I'm sorry to hear that, Jeff. I'm glad you're fine. Thank you. KD0PGU, WB0IN, 73. Sorry.
That's okay, Lyman. I'm just glad nobody else got nailed like we did, so. Okay, we'll talk to you later. 73 is KD0PGU.
KD0PGU, KD0PGV.
Go ahead, Wes. KD0PGU.
Well, made it in the gate here. Realized I got your fish. Just let you know I'll take good care of them.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm sure once everything settles down, we'll figure out where everything's at.
Yeah, I just got a light sprinkle here. I think I'm going to probably just pull out the door and unload the stuff while I got the chance. And I'll go ahead and take the fish there inside. And yeah, we'll get that all sorted out here.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we'll get it sorted out later. I'm not too worried about that. Might have saved a couple things. Maybe not. We'll see.
Okay, we'll chat with you later. KD0PGB.
Okay, KD0PGU.
KD0PGB, made it home safe and sound.
KD0PGU. Cool, cool.
Yeah, I got the stuff unloaded. I don't have any rain here right now, but I got it unloaded and locked up, so we're all good there. But little rain gauge is flashing flood warning. Got 2.16 inches.
Oh, Ezekiel is here. We got 1.85.
Well, that sounds about right. Okay, I'm going to I kind of simmer down a little bit here and get my stuff together.
I can't tell you what the current weather station has because I'm not presently there. Okay, talk to you later, 73, Skitty 0 PG.
K0 VLA test.
That again, 0 PGB. K0 PGB monitor.
K80 PGV, K80 EFC.
Well, windy out there.
Yeah, Al Senior, are you looking ahead now?
Just a few minutes.
I think we'll probably follow you out at the same time. We're down here, we're in a couple big trees cracking in the back lot.
I got the up here. I got that program on my computer, and looks like this is a little break in the storm. We're just catching the tip of it. We got about 45 minute window there where it'll be well, at least calm for the most part, and then another band of storm.
Sal, so what's your ETA on headed to the gate?
About 15 minutes or less.
All right, well, we'll drive by. When you leave, just go ahead and leave the gate open, and we'll head out behind you.
Still do.
Sounds good, thanks. K20 EFC.
K20 EFC.
How's things on the south side?
South side of what?
South side of the storm.
Oh, I guess it's all right. As good as it can be, I guess.
Now we got quite a lightning show off to the east here. I'm just headed to the old town of Valley.
Yeah, I think we got one more wave coming through, and then might just get rain the rest of the night.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at the radar there, but it took me a. Give me a little while to kind of warm up and get some food in my belly and get ready to go here. And yeah, it seems like things are kind of calm at the moment.
Yeah, I was getting ready to do that when everything broke loose.
A crazy day for sure.
Yeah, to say the least.
I didn't realize you guys had those little baby frogs in that that aquarium there. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, they were sitting against the north wall of Krista's room, and she was crying about them, and the sheriff went in there and got them out of there for her, but, you know, because the whole east wall was gone.
Well, they're happy and content sitting on my kitchen table.
Well, cool. Yeah, it could have been a lot worse, you know. We can replace everything. It's just going to be a mess.
Well, oh, deer ran out in front of me. I hope you guys are doing all right, and hope the little doggies there are getting a little bit better. I think they were a little spooked.
Yeah, we're still missing a couple cats, so I don't know what happened to them. The boys went back up there and looked around, and they couldn't find them, so I'd be wondering if they didn't make their way down the basement somehow.
Oh, I'm sure that they found a safe place to hide, and when the storm blows over, they'll probably find a plane in the yard.
Yeah, I hope if they can find something to get out of the, you know, if they're not in the basement, they can find something to get us out of the weather, you know. But, yeah, we'll go up there tomorrow and assess things and see what's going to happen.
They'll give me a shout either way. You guys head over there. I'll either just get off work, and then if you guys want to head up early, I'll buzz up there with you. And if I do later in the afternoon, I'll grab a nap and buzz up.
I'm going to want to get up there in the morning. I mean, you can take a nap or whatever, that's fine, but we got to get things in line where we're going to move everything, and it's going to be a mess. I don't know how we're going to do all of it, but be fun.
Well, I'm sure you'll have plenty of helping hands willing to jump in there and help out, so we'll get it figured out.
I know, just kind of depressing, you know.
Yeah, it's understandable, and one of those things that, man, that happens quick. I'll tell you, real quick.
Yeah, well, me and the daughter are still here. That's all that matters, I guess.
Well, you got that right. I think everyone was real concerned there, and, you know, that was the first thing that everyone was thinking about, so. Yeah.
I'll give you a shout there in the morning or whatever. I might give you a shout here in a little bit on the 440 machine. I got my hand held. See if I can make it over there.
Yeah, we'll see how things are going there in Valley. I think that it won't hopefully be as hectic as it is in some of the metropolises. I think everyone was kind of prepared and could kind of bunker down in their homes. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes there. But I'll be listening on that machine.
Okay, we'll catch you later. I'll ask you probably in the morning or whenever when I, if you don't hear from me, but try to get some sleep tonight, so. But we'll talk to you later. 73, Skiddy 0 PGU.
73, Skiddy 0 PGU, be mobile.